Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on tonight. We are excited about this midweek kingdom call because it is kingdom time. Amen. God bless Amen. You. And we are welcoming you on this Wednesday night to a kingdom call. I am Elder Jolson, and I am excited to have you with us tonight. We know that you are busy. And there are other things and places you could be doing and going. But you've chosen to connect with us tonight, and we are grateful and excited about it. So welcome to a kingdom call. It's kingdom time, and you know that what's going on around in our community, in our city, in our state, in our country, that helps us to understand that it is kingdom time. So we need to shift. We need to shift our thinking. We need to shift our way of doing things and focus on what the kingdom of God is all about. So we are excited to be with you on tonight. I do want to advise you that we are live, and we do have a live audience tonight. If you are busy doing some things in your background, would you mute your phone so that what you're doing is not coming across the air? Is that all right? I hear some activities. I hear some busyness, and that's okay. That's okay. Doing what you're doing, that's fine. But if you're busy, please just mute so that we're not disturbed and by your activity. Is that all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we welcome you. We are excited that you are with us on tonight. We will, as we always do. We are a ministry that believe in prayer, the power of prayer and intercession, and we have seen God move mightily. We will give you the opportunity to give your prayer request so that our ministry can join faith with your request and believe God for what you are believing God for. So stay with us, and we will certainly give you that opportunity to share your prayer request as well as to even give us a praise report. Amen. We thank God that He is a God that not only hears our prayers, but He also answers our prayer. Amen. And when God does something for us, we want to run and tell somebody. So we want to hear the praise report of what God has done in your life, so we want to give you that opportunity as well. We are here every Wednesday night, and we are grateful for the Block Talk Radio, Granny's Place, that gives us the opportunity to share. Because we have a great teaching that we're doing tonight, and because God has opened up many doors of ministry opportunities, I would like for you to take a moment and text your friend or shoot them an email or whatever your means of communicating and tell them to join us for Kingdom Call. We are on, we're live, and we're in living color. Hallelujah. And we are excited about what God is doing and the word that He's given us, how He's empowering us, how He's inspiring us, and how He is motivating us. And we want to share this. You know, excitement breeds excitement. Amen. We said when the domino effect, when the domino falls, they all fall. One just needs to be one just needs to fall and the rest of them fall. And that's how I believe the gospel is. When the saints come together, we just catch on fire and everybody is ignited with a powerful word from God. So we don't want to just keep it within ourselves. We want to share it with others. So go ahead and take a moment.
Amen.
And let someone else know that Kingdom Call is on the air. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited about our audience, our live audience, and we appreciate you being there to encourage us as we move this forward. Now, I do have, we have our, was someone trying to say something?
We do
have our announcements that we want to bring forth so you can stay in sync with what we're doing, so you can pray as well as be a part of what we are doing. So go ahead and get your calendar out. your notepads and jot some of our events and outreach out so that you can be with us, pray for us, and support what we're doing. Monica, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone. We want to invite you all each Monday evening at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call, the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. It is every Monday at 9:30. This is an open line where we come together and pray. The number is 218-936-6142. 218-936-6142. The access code is 772937. 772937. We also invite you to pray with us each third Sunday evening as we go out to the Loose Derrick Jail to minister to the women. God is doing a marvelous work there with the women. We are asking for donations of new or used Bibles. And if you have those, you can email us and let us know, and we will get with you about picking those up. Also coming up on Friday will be our Laughter, Love to Life social. Laughter, Love to Life. This is a time that we can come and relax, laugh, and chat and eat. And it is on Friday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, 75150. And that is in the Business Park off of Gus Thompson Service Road. In the Business Park off of Gus Thompson Service Road. Again, that's from 6:30 to 9 on Friday, 3213 I-30 in Mesquite. Also coming up on August 12th through the 15th at Miracle Temple in Lancaster, Texas, we have our Sisters of Solidarity Conference, Free, Focused, and Moving Forward. And this will be at Miracle Temple at 754 West Pleasant Run Road. 754 West Pleasant Run Road. And that's in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. The zip code is 75146. For more information, please dial 972-218-1940. 972-218-1940. Also, you may go online to www.sistersofsolidarity.org. That's sistersofsolidarity.org. And Elder Jordan will be one of the speakers on August the 14th. And that's August 14th. That is a Friday. Mm-hmm. Also, September 10th through the 13th in Baltimore, Maryland, we'll be taking him to the streets. This is our crusade that we're doing in the inner city of Baltimore, September 10th through the 13th. We invite you to please pray for us, cover us. If you would like to attend, please let us know, and we'll get you some more information about that. Again, that's taking him to the streets crusade in Baltimore, Maryland, September 10th through the 13th. We invite you to send your prayer requests to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. We also invite you to join us on our social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Linda Jordan Ministries. And we ask that as you come on our social media pages, you will use the hashtag Kingdom Call or Kingdom Time. So if Elder Jordan says something tonight that just lights you up, go on one of our social media pages and hashtag Kingdom Call or Kingdom Time.
Amen.
And whatever it is that lit you up tonight, we want to share it with the world. Amen?
Amen.
Also, to financially support the ministry, we ask that you send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501.
in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Again, the zip code is 75185. Or you may go to LindaJordanMinistries.com. This is our website. Go to the Donate tab, and you may make your donations there. LindaJordanMinistries.com and go to the Donate tab. Coming up in November, we will have our Thanksgiving feast. That will be in November. Coming up in December, our Christmas event with the seniors. We're asking for donations for this event as well. Any way you would like to help us further our kingdom outreach will be appreciated. And you may contact us at our email address, excellingministry@sbcglobal.net. That's excellingministry@sbcglobal.net for more information for any of the announcements that we have made on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, Sister Monica, for sharing what God have us doing in the kingdom, and we are excited about it. And I hope and pray that those of you that are listening will join us, will partner with us, would certainly keep us lifted up in prayer. And I know you know that it takes money to do kingdom work. And so we solicit your support, and we pray that you will find in your heart to go ahead and sow, give an offering, and you can do that at the website, as she has stated, or you can send a donation in by mail. We do want to just remind you that the Taking Them to the Streets Crusade that's going to be in the inner city of Baltimore actually starts on that Wednesday night, which would be September the 9th. So it's September the 9th through the 13th. And we are coming to just share the love of Christ, Jesus' joy, and have a wonderful time in the Holy Ghost. And so we invite you to travel with us. We are taking a team to Baltimore, and we will meet a great team there in Baltimore. And we're going to come together and be about the Father's business. How many know that this is the time for us to go? It is time for us to go and share the gospel as never before. This is the time for us to be about our Father's business. So look at your calendar and give us a call. We would love for you to travel with us. Hallelujah. Now, we're also, as she had mentioned, getting ready for the end of the year with our holiday coming up. We'll be stepping into August here in just a few shakes. So we'll be entering into November and December shortly after that. So if you want to donate or support any of that with our Thanksgiving feast and our Christmas with the seniors, we welcome that opportunity as well. So I pray that you all were tentative to the announcements, and we are excited about what God is doing for and with us. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Monica. Hallelujah. Don't forget us on social media. Hashtag, it's kingdom time. Amen. Now, we were doing our study, and let me just do a check and see if I have anybody that's still live. I hear one of my sisters, so I appreciate her. I'm going to see if anybody else is out there. Can you say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I guess we have a few folks that plugged in. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. We have you live, and so we just want you to be mindful of the background noise. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to, we've been talking about the great I am that the Apostle Paul had shared with us, and why God has given me
the time to bring this forth now. And we'll go ahead and finish this up tonight, and then we'll go ahead and open up the lines for our prayer requests and praise reports. But I believe that God would have us to revisit this passage because of where we are and what's going on around us, and why we as believers have to take a stand for what we believe in and be willing to share that with the world. Amen? Because
Amen.
It is not as long as it was, saints. And Jesus is soon to return. And we have, as bold as the world is now, amen, so are the saints of Jesus Christ. We have to be bold. We have to be confident. We have to be caring enough of others. Somebody say others.
Others.
We have to be caring of others enough to be willing to be like the Apostle Paul and to share the good news of
Jesus
the gospel.
Is still on the-
Amen. And so we want to look at Romans, the first chapter, which is where we're coming from, and starting at the 14th verse. And our scripture begins saying, "For I have a great sense," and I'm reading from the Living Word translation, so it may read a little differently, but jot the scripture down, and you can look at it and meditate on it in your own time. But it reads, "For I have a great sense of obligation for the people in both the civilized world and in the rest of the world, to the educated and uneducated. So I am eager to come to Rome, to come to you in Rome, to preach the good news. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from the start to the finish by faith. And the scripture says it is through faith that a righteous person has life." Hallelujah. Yes. And so when we was reviewing this, as I'm going to quickly just go back, we talked about the Apostle Paul and where he came from. We knew where he came from. He was a persecution. He persecuted the Christians. Amen. But he had an encounter with God, and he switched his roles. Amen. And became an awesome soul winner for Jesus Christ, for the gospel, because of what God did for him. And so through his experience, he says that I am a debtor. I am indebted to God and to the people. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, I am obligated to share with you what the word did for me. Amen. And what it did for me, it can do for you. Because we are headed in the wrong direction if somebody doesn't witness to you. But this is giving you an opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And it is every believer, every Christian, every saint's obligation, as the Apostle Paul so clearly tells us, obligated, amen, to share the good news of the gospel. Then he goes on to say how he is about this, and we need to take on the attitude of Apostle Paul, amen. He goes on, he said, it doesn't matter, I'm not prejudiced. You know, I'm not going to look down on you. I'm not too good to be able to talk to the low, amen, to the rich, the poor, you know, because the gospel will save anyone who will receive it. And all needs to hear the gospel. All needs to know the good news of what Jesus did for us. So he says, and I am eager. Amen. I am a debtor. I am eager. Amen. I am excited. I am willing. I am ready. Amen. To go to Rome. Amen. To go to any area, any direction, any place, any person. I'm ready. Amen. I'm ready to share my testimony. I'm ready to share the gospel. I'm ready to stand up for Christ. I'm ready to go into those dark places and let my light shine for the cause of Christ, because I'm obligated because of what he's done for me. He saved me. He picked me up out of the muck and the miry clay. He placed my feet on a solid foundation to stay. I'm obligated to this man to tell somebody else about the God who did that for me. He's no respecter of person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. I'm eager to go. I'm excited about going. Amen. It's just like when Black Friday comes and everybody is telling everybody else about the sales and the ads and the deals and what time are you going to get there? What time are you going? They are excited. They are eager. Yes. They're ready, amen, to get that deal. Yes. Well, we need to be excited to save somebody from hell, amen. Yes. We need to be excited and eager and willing to snatch somebody out of the pit of darkness, hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to be eager, ready, and willing, amen. You know, it's all right if you say, you know, something that you think may hurt my feelings. I'd rather you say something hurt my feelings and me at least attempt to share the gospel than for me to just not even try to let you know that Jesus loves you, you know, to let you know that Jesus cares, to let you know I don't care about my feelings. I don't have any feelings when it comes to sharing the gospel. I'm a dead man walking for the kingdom. All flesh and feelings are dead. Amen. I'm walking this thing out for the kingdom of God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know, I just think about how the world has so much energy, so much passion, so much excitement about different things that they believe in, that they enjoy doing. And I'm thinking about, you know, my husband, and I know that there are so many other men and women, and nothing is wrong with it, are sports fans, just enjoy basketball, enjoy football and baseball and all of those sports, you know. And when I'm watching it with him and the cameras are scanning the fans, you know, I see them just so on the edge of their seat. I see them so pumping up and releasing all of that over the players. Amen. Just a fanatic for the sport. Amen. And I just think if we were like that for the kingdom, if we had that much passion, if we had that much energy, if we had that much boldness for the kingdom and for the people that are lost, we wouldn't have a lot of what I think we're dealing with, because when you accept Christ, you are a new creature. When you accept Christ, these old things are passed away. When you accept Christ, behold, all things are new. Amen. Yeah. And so what we are experiencing and what we are seeing and what we are dealing with, some of that I don't believe we would have to deal with. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because you won't have a desire for some of the worldly things that bring hardship to people, that brings discomfort to people,
that calls drunk drivers and you know, somebody accidentally, because they've intoxicated, have, you know, accidentally shot someone. You know how we do when we are full of something else and we're not ourselves, and we do things that we normally wouldn't do. Well, if we were able to minister and share the good news, what God has done, what he will do, how you can exchange this activity for this activity, amen, and you can start doing this for the kingdom and not that in the world, I just believe it would be a better place. I just believe it would be a better place. But our Apostle Paul, he said he doesn't care because, see, Rome was a very sinful place. And Rome was powerful, or they thought they were powerful. They thought they had it going on. And so he was eager and not ashamed and not afraid, he says, to go to Rome too. I've seen God work in other countries. I've seen God work with other kings. I've seen him work. And what he did for them, he'll do the same for you. I'll go to Rome too. And so I say that to say, even these difficult places that nobody wants to go into, these drug-infested places, these ran-down communities, those places, somebody need to go there too. They need Jesus. They need to hear the gospel. Amen. Yeah. Somebody's got to be bold enough to take a stand for holiness and for righteousness. Amen. Like Apostle Paul, I'll go. Here I am, God. Send me.
Yeah.
I'm willing. I'm eager. I'm ready. I'll go. Hallelujah. So we want to just embrace. And then it goes on to say that he is not ashamed. The three I ams that Apostle Paul presented in these passages, I am a debtor. I am obligated. Amen. I am also eager to share this good news. I'm eager to share this experience that I've had with the Almighty God. I'm eager. And then he goes on to say, I am not ashamed. Come on here.
Not ashamed.
Why would you be ashamed of someone who has saved you, someone who has blessed you, someone who has given miracles, provided miracles, who's been your source? Why would you be ashamed? Someone that is protecting you, someone that's keeping you. Amen. Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel because I know where I came from. And where I came from, I'm ashamed of. But who brought me out of it, I'm not ashamed of him. Amen. Well, the one who took me out of the muck and miry, the one who forgave me and filled me with his love, the one who gave me joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord, full and overflowing. I'm not ashamed of that person. Hallelujah. I am not ashamed. Hey, and it's just like when we are out, you know, we see these poster boards and we see these advertisements and we see even walking advertisements. Some people are not ashamed. They're not ashamed of what they believe in. They're bold and will do it in front of you and have no second thought about it. Yes, I'm gay. Yes, I'm drunk. Yes, I'm soliciting sex on this corner. Yes, I am. You see it all the time, and we turn our face. We just turn our face. But Apostle Paul admonishes us to not to be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. While everybody else is flaunting, we see all kinds of organizations and other religions that are on the streets. What happened to the saints going out, knocking on the doors,
What happened to the saints standing on the corner? Like the other organizations and are standing on the corner in the intersection, giving out their publication and giving out their subscription. What happened to the saints? Are we ashamed of the gospel?
What happened?
What?
Are we ashamed? He said, if you are ashamed to own me before man, then I want to be ashamed to own you before my Father, who is in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that has all power. I will be ashamed to own you if you are ashamed to own me. So we need to repent. We need to repent. And we need to be bold about the gospel. As saints, and the thing is, as saints, we know what lies ahead. How do we not want to get out there and snatch them out of the hands of the enemy? This thing is coming to a head quickly. Amen? The enemy is coming in. He's taking over. And if we don't take a stand and let the world know that there is a Savior, that there is a man, there is a God, there is a word that can save you and can protect you and can keep you. What can wash away my sins? Nothing, but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have got to begin to take a stand. We have got to be bold. It's our obligation, saints. We are obligated to share the gospel with the world. And 17 says, this good news tells us how God made us right in his sight. Hey, my God. That Romans 17, that is a key verse in the letter, and Paul announces it as the righteousness of God. Now, come on now. The righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. And if we are the righteousness of God, we have some power.
That's
we have some authority. We have a light that we are obligated to shine and tell somebody about Jesus. You know somebody prayed for you. You know somebody ministered and shared the good news for you. And why would we not? We have people on our job that we see every day. Come on now. And we fail to let them know that God loves them. We think that it'll buff up the relationship, the little friendship. I'd rather you have a problem with me sharing the gospel, but plant that seed. And when you come to yourself, because you will come to yourself, you'll say, I apologize. I really shouldn't have been all bent out of shape because you wanted to, you know, share the gospel, that I would have everlasting life. Hallelujah. We get it twisted. You know, we're so concerned about the natural. It's time for us to be concerned about the spirit man. That we're going somewhere. It's either heaven or hell. We're going one of the two places.
And
the way things are going now, we've got to be ready in season and out of season at all times. To tell somebody that God loves you and you don't have to stay in the state that you're in. God loves you and there's another way. God loves you and there's another role that you can
another
go
one.
Down. God loves you and there's another door that will open for you. God loves you and he sent his son to die for you that you wouldn't have to die again. Come on here. We got to be bold about the gospel.
because there is a dying world. The enemy has come against our children, come against their minds, come against them on their jobs, giving them a spirit of anger, a spirit of rebellion. But somebody has to be obligated enough to say, no, 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 no. There is a better way. No, 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 no. Let me show you how much God loves you, what God has did for you, what he's done for you. It's more in you than what you're giving us. It's more in you. You are the head. You are above. You are the owner of the business. You have business quality in you. But we don't feel obligated. We don't feel like it's our job. Oh, no, why not? If not you, then who? We're obligated. We're eager to do it, saints.
Yes, we are.
We have to do it. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines. We have to be about our Father's business. We are the righteousness of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel. Hallelujah. He revealed his righteousness by bringing salvation. Salvation to all who will receive. And it is by faith that we receive salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to just bring that to an end right there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The righteousness of God, the I ams of the apostle. Next week we're going to talk about the I am of Jesus Christ. Now, we know that can go on and on and on and on when we talk about the I am of the God that we serve. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get it that we are a debtor to the world that we live to share the gospel. We are obligated. And we have to be ready, saints. And we cannot be ashamed. How dare we be ashamed to share what God has done for us. We have to get back. Mm-hmm. We're coming to Baltimore, to the inner city, to hit the streets because we are not ashamed. And we need to see the saints on the streets. Sharing the love. We're not coming to put down, to condemn. We're coming to share the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Join us. Be with us. Get with us. We can't do what God has called us to do without you. And so we are so grateful for the opportunity to have this time to share with you, to encourage you, to inspire you. And now we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for our prayer requests so that we can go ahead and spend some time in the presence of the Lord, coming in agreement with you and what you are believing God to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to go ahead? I do have some that have already been given, as you can always send your prayer request to us. Do we have anyone that wanted to share real quickly a prayer request?
I thank God for the lesson tonight. I thank God for the prayers of the righteous already today. And I thank God for what he's going to do, not just for the people that are sick and ill, but even for the ministry, even for the upcoming, taking them to the street. And I pray that God has his way, that souls are prepared and ready for what God has in store. And continue to pray much for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, it's been... I'm
Amen.
Just excited just to be able to be up and on the line with the Kingdom Call. And my heart is always on Wednesday, but my head just, I just end up going to sleep. But I am thankful and I'm excited about being on the line, and that's my praise, is that I'm still up and able to join in with the faithful, with the saints, and thank God for all that he's done and what he's going to do. And I also had a prayer request as well for Justin Williams and my entire family. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone I would know? Like to lift up I would like to lift up my grandson. His name is Reginald Fleming. That God would just
Reginald.
Touch his mind. He's been Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G.
Amen. Touch his mind. Is
Amen.
He a youth or a teenager or young adult?
He's 18.
He's a teenager. Okay, amen. God bless
amen.
You, Reginald Fleming. Anyone else?
And I've been praying that God with the Holy Ghost and that he works everything out that I've been praying for, whether I'm finances or even his test.
For finances, you said?
Yes, and that he feels filled with the Holy Ghost.
Filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a gift to just receive. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? I'd like to have you to call me at another time. This person who was asked for finances and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you have my phone number?
Oh, no.
Okay. Let me give you the email. Can you email me?
I can.
Okay. It would be exhaling, EXHALING, ministry, MINISTRY, at sbcglobal.net. And send me your phone number.
Okay.
All right.
Exhaling ministry.
Yes, EXHALING, MINIST as in Tom, RY, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
I got it.
Okay, great. Anyone else?
Hello, Elder Jordan.
Hello, God bless you.
God bless you and your ministry. I really enjoy the message on this evening. And truly,
Amen.
We are obligated because we are God's righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and I just want you to continue to be encouraged in the ministry, and you know that I am in intercessory prayer for you and your ministry. And I just would like to be
Amen.
On the prayer list that for my family, for my children, my grandchildren, my mother, which is getting ready to turn 85 next month.
Wow.
And the Lord has really blessed her and brought her this far. Amen. And pray that the Lord will continue to bless her and give her many, many more years with us.
Amen.
So, yeah, Yes, so I just want to ask for, you know, prayer for my family and that everyone will be in good health, even as our soul prospers.
Amen.
Looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Yes, this is the
Amen. We look forward to seeing you.
On Friday, yes.
Amen. God bless you. We look forward to we have that prayer request. Your family, your mom.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I also wanted to add, and I forgot. It was on my heart. Every caregiver that has been there for our family, my sisters, my every person from the church that has stepped in, my niece and nephew, I just, you know, keep them lifted up, my sisters, because it's not an easy thing, but they have diligently worked and been there for our father, and I thank God for them, for my mom as well, our mom, that, you know, they stay encouraged and make it through, because it's a task. It's a task,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a work. It's a work. So I'm thankful, and I'm grateful for my family, for the people that cook, for the people that serve, for the people that help them with whatever they do. I just thank God for you. I'm praying for you. And it gives me peace to know that you are there working so diligently. And I pray much, of course, for the church. I forgot
Amen.
To say.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
All right.
Hallelujah. Okay, I have Vancy Blunt. Michael Porter for healing, Mother Lawson, and Thurman Jordan. And that's for healing. Is there anyone else?
Amen.
Amen. We want to remember our youth, our children, teenagers. And we will have Minister Starlet to come forth and to come in agreement as the intercessors. We will join her in prayer as she will pray for these requests as we join our faith to believe God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, oh God. We exalt your holy name on this evening, Heavenly Father. We magnify your holy name, oh God. We worship you, we support you, Lord God. We reverence you, we honor you, we esteem you higher than ourselves, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you for being how great I am on this evening, oh God. We thank you now, Lord God, for enabling us to be here, to assemble together on tonight, Lord God, to break the bread of life, Lord God, to bless your holy name,
Jesus.
To uplift your holy name, oh God, to seek your face, oh God. We thank you for Elder Jordan, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just using her mightily for the building of your kingdom, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to use her, Father God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Meet
yes,
her
Lord.
At the corner for every need, oh God. We thank you now, Lord God, that you will
thank
continue
you,
to
Father.
Give her enduring power, Lord God. The power
yes,
and the
Lord.
Strength, the ability to endure until the end, oh God. In the
Hallelujah.
Mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continuously pour out your rhema word upon
thank
her, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Pour
yes,
down
Lord.
Your eternal glory upon her, oh God. Continuously, oh God, open up her eyes of understanding, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Increase in her,
thank
oh God,
you,
even more so, Lord God.
that your word will continuously flow out of her, like, Lord God,
yes,
like
Lord
rivers
Jesus.
Of living water, Father God.
Thank
in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you now, Lord God, for meeting her at the point of her every yes. need, oh God. We thank you now, Lord God, for going before her, Lord God, making every crooked place straight, Lord God, and every
yes.
rugged way smooth, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for
Hallelujah.
Opening every door that you desire to have opened for her, oh God, and for
thank
closing
you,
every door that you desire to close, Lord God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
Let your divine will be done in her life, Lord God, on this
yes,
earth, oh God,
Lord.
As it is in the heavens, oh God, in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we come standing in the gap, Lord God, positioning you
yes.
now, Lord God. For every
yes,
prayer request,
yes.
Lord God, that has come
yes,
up
God.
On this evening, oh God. Heavenly Father,
yes.
you know, Lord God, everything,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
You know everything concerning your sons and everything
yes,
concerning
Lord.
Your daughters, oh God. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes,
we come standing in practice, standing in agreement with them, Lord God.
Oh,
in,
yes,
the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus,
in the name
Heavenly
of
Father.
Jesus.
Lord God, for the names that I did get, Lord God, we lift up Reginald
yes.
Clements to you, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up the woman of God, Lord God, who seeks you for finances, who's seeking to
yes.
be filled with the Holy Spirit, oh God.
Yes,
Heavenly Father,
Lord.
We lift up the family, the children, the grandmother, Lord God, that is
yes,
85
Lord.
Years old. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Heavenly
Lord.
Father.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for the caregivers, oh God, the caregivers for
yes.
the Williams family, Lord God, the doctors,
yes.
Lord God, the nurses, Lord God. Heavenly Father,
yes.
everyone
yes,
who
God.
Comes to the rescue and step up to the plate, oh God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, and we lift up Michael Porter, Lord God, for healing,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Heavenly Father, we lift up all the other names, oh God, that I did not get, but I thank you, Lord God, that you already know, Heavenly Father, what they're
yes.
standing in need of, Lord God. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
God.
We come committing them into your hands, oh
thank
God.
You,
and
Father
Lord God,
God,
we know that everything
Hallelujah.
Is, we commit us to your hands, oh God, that
your
you
hand,
are able to keep them to the day of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
We thank you for guidance, Lord God, for rescue, Heavenly
Lord.
Father. We thank you now, Lord God, for leading him by the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you for his soul salvation even now, Lord God. Draw
yes.
him by your spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Give him wisdom,
Jesus.
Lord God. Give him direction, oh God, in
direction.
The name of Jesus, Lord God.
In the name
and
of
honor his steps according to your word, oh God.
Your
in the
word,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I thank
your
you
word.
Now, Lord God, that you will put a positive mentor in his life, Lord God.
Yes,
somebody
Lord,
that will show him the right way to go, oh God. The
yes,
right
Lord.
Way to do things, oh
thank
God.
You, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone that he
Lord.
Can look up to, Heavenly Father. In the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus,
the
Lord
name
God.
Of Jesus.
I pray even now, Lord God, that you will strengthen
now,
your
God.
Parents, oh God. In
yes,
the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Name
meet them
Jesus.
At the points of their every need, oh God. In the
yes,
mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord,
give them the
yes,
wherewithal, Lord God, to be everything that he needs them to be and more,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. In the mighty name of
in
Jesus,
name
Lord God.
Jesus.
Increase in them richly now, Lord God, that they will
yes.
decrease in themselves, oh God. In the mighty
yes.
name of
in
Jesus,
name
Lord,
name
Father,
Jesus.
I pray for peace in their relationship,
peace.
Oh God. I pray
yes.
for unity in their
yes.
relationship,
unity.
Oh God. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus,
name
Lord God.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, that he will have the ability, Lord God, to go talk to his parents, Lord God, about anything that may be on his heart or on his mind, oh God, and they will be willingly ready, Lord God, to receive him, Father God, to
yes,
break bread with him, Lord God, to hear him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
name
Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
You know everything about him, oh God. You know everything about them, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will stir him up even now, Lord God. I thank you
yes,
now, Lord God, that you will bless him, Lord God, to be a honor roll student, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Bless him that
thank
he will be
you,
blessed,
Lord.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep him
thank
that
you,
he
Lord.
Will be kept, oh God. Deliver him, Lord God, from anything that is not pleasing in your sight, oh God, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord God. Use him for the building of your kingdom. Even now,
yes.
at the age
Hallelujah.
Of 18, Lord God, In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let him not succumb unto peer pressure, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To be a leader, Lord God. Let him know, Lord God, that he is the head and not the tail, Lord God. That he is above, Lord God, and not beneath, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Honor his steps, Lord God. Let your divine will be done in his life. On this earth as it is in the heavens, oh God. And you receive the glory, the honor, and the praise from his lips, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you now, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for finances, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God, for increase, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. For those who need increases, Lord God. For those who need financial breakthroughs, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, the our provider, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think, oh God, according to the power that working on the inside of us, Lord God. I thank you now, Lord God, for meeting every need of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, meet your people at the sun, at the points of their needs, oh God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord God.
Come on,
Father, you said
Jesus.
In your word, Lord God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the death,
God.
Oh God.
Yes,
and
God.
We thank
yes,
you for the
yes,
transfer even now,
God.
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank
yes,
you for the
Lord.
Transfer,
thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are opening up and you are pouring out, oh God.
Thank
you're putting
you,
it in our hands, oh God. Heavenly Father, so that, and Lord God, when we receive it, Lord God, we pray that, Lord God, that you will enable us to be wise stewards over that that
yes,
is for
Lord,
our
yes,
hands, oh
Lord.
God, that you will give your daughters and your sons, Lord God, the wisdom on when to plant, Lord God, and when to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Reveal to us, Lord God, the ground that you want us to sow into, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
You give bread to the
hungry,
Lord God, and you give seed to the sower, Lord God. And we thank you now, Lord God. We bless
you
now, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God that's asking to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God,
that is a great request, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you said it's a great request, Lord God, when they desire the gift, oh God. We pray even now, Lord God,
thank
that you would move by the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God, and pour out, Lord God, upon her even now,
Lord God,
in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, that you are touching her, Lord God, from the crown of her head, oh God, to the soles of her bare feet, oh God. Fill her with just the kind of glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill her with the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God, that leads her and will guide her into all truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. Fill her up inside of her now, Lord God.
Yay, God.
Even now, Lord God. Let it come in and out of her, Lord God. Like
rivers
of living water, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord
God. We thank you for transforming her life even now, Heavenly Father.
Lord.
She will never be the same, oh God.
Thank you.
She can't go to the right,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
The power of your Holy Ghost. And this is the Lord of God.
God.
It's coming to you all for the time, Lord God.
Yeah, Lord.
Fill her, Father God. Like only
Lord God.
We stand in prophecy. We stand in agreement, Lord God.
Yes,
oh, Father God, you say anybody who desires the Holy Spirit, Lord God, let them just ask of you who freely gives, oh God.
Thank you, Lord God, for freely giving the gift unto this daughter, Lord God, unto your child, oh God,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Fill her up, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, when you fill her up, and when you fill her up, Lord God, we thank you even for filling her with boldness, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, give her the oracles, Lord God, that she will speak your word ready word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You will use her mightily for the building of your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Equip her, Lord God, and prepare her, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint her with the power, Lord God. From the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet, oh God. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grandmother, Lord God.
Thank you, thank
again,
you,
Lord God, we thank you for the grandmother, Lord God, who have you have blessed, Lord God, to see 85 years, Lord God. You've only promised us three souls and
thank
ten,
you,
Lord God. But you bless us to see even more, Father God. So
even
we come to say thank you for her life,
God.
Lord God. Thank you for her legacy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every soul she has touched along the way, oh God. We thank you now, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, strengthen grandmother, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God.
Bless
in the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord
God. Bless
Jesus.
Our caregivers, oh God. In
the
mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God.
Thank
you, Lord God.
Thank
you for strengthening my body even now, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And bless her to see many more, Lord God. Bless her to see many more, Father God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
My Heavenly Father, we come praying for souls, Lord God, for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord God, that you will deliver, Lord God, that you will save, Lord God, that you will set free, Lord God, that you will draw your people to you, Lord God, that they will come running to you, Lord God, asking, what must they do to be saved, oh God?
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your men and your women to them, oh God. Heavenly Father, to speak the word, oh God, to plant the seed, to give the increase, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Draw your people, Lord God. Heal your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Heal them in their minds, oh God. Heal them in their spirits, oh God. Heal them in their hearts, oh God. Heal them in their bodies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal even the brokenhearted right now, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray that you will fill the void for every drunk, Lord God. For every homosexual, Lord God. For every lesbian, oh God. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will fill the void, oh God. For every one, Lord God, that is outside of your divine will, Lord God, have mercy upon their lives. Have mercy upon their souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Brother, now, Father God, we stand in the gap for them now, Lord God. We stand in the gap for them now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. We thank you for every household that's represented on this prayer line on tonight, on this blog talk on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for every household that's represented, Lord God,
Lord.
And for every
Father.
Church that is represented, oh God.
Yes,
Lord
God,
we pray that you
will
bless your people, oh God. Bless them, meet them at the point of their needs, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And bless everyone that is represented here on tonight, oh God. Bless them now, Father, in the mighty name
of
Jesus. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God.
Have your way, Lord.
Now, all the living God, we thank you for visiting with us on this evening.
Yes,
we thank you,
yes,
Lord, for coming in the room on tonight. We thank you.
Yes,
oh, we embrace you. We love upon you.
Yes, Father.
Oh, we
just
kiss upon you. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Father God, we pray, Lord God, that as we go our separate ways on tonight, Lord God, that the words of our mouths, oh God, and the meditations of our hearts, oh God, will be acceptable in your sight.
Thank
oh, Lord, our Savior,
Lord,
our Redeemer, it's in
Jesus'
name, Yeshua the Christ, Lord God, that I pray this prayer, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus, and my heart says, amen, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God. Be glorified now and forevermore, Father. Be glorified, be lifted up, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You can do it on Twitter.
Hallelujah. And we just thank God for what you are doing with us, where we cannot do it without you. Amen. So we love you on tonight. Thank you, Minister Starlet, for coming in to intercede with us. That's one of my girls. Hallelujah. And she is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Baton Rouge. Yes. Amen. And so God bless all of you for joining in with us on Blog Talk Radio. And I invite you back each Wednesday night, 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Time. Amen. Share
Amen.
With someone. And it's kingdom time. God bless you. And I am Elder Jordan. Thank you so much. We love you. And you have a wonderful night, is our prayer. God bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.